Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. The News for the Soul Radio Network airs daily, and our archives are always totally free. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com. It's time for Enlightenment in the City with El Hosho Tara on the News for the Soul Network. El is a spiritual coach and intuitive reader with a unique flair. Strong yet soft, compassionate with a heart, she lives the consciousness of being feminine with strength. El tells it like it is. Welcome El Hosho Tara back to News for the Soul.
Hi everybody, my name is El Hosho Tara, be your host for this hour. So we're going to talk a little bit, and I do intuitive readings. We're going to do mailbag today. You can always go to our website, that's newsforthesoul.com. You can send in your questions. I do coaching. I do intuitive readings, and you can check out all my information and all our other lovely hosts there. So today we're actually going to talk about this little thing that happens in like self-development, that really happens in spirituality. And I've talked about this in the past, about the codependency. That can actually be in a lot of self-development stuff. And here's the thing, you know, when people are very suffering, it's really important to put people into levels, you know, and sometimes people don't like that because they don't want to be quote unquote low level. sometimes people want to be, you know, considered broken because they think it means it's going to get them more help. Sometimes because, you know, when people think, and you see this in communities where there's been a lot of hardship and a lot of trauma, people have a tendency to get scared to move ahead because they think that they'll lose support once they move ahead, when the reverse is actually true. And within that, you've got people who want to move ahead. They're willing to do the work to get ahead, and they'll do whatever it takes to get ahead. You know, they're going to do all their work, and they're going to do it integrally and responsibly. And then you get the people that just say that they're doing it that way when they're really not. And then you've got the people that sort of make excuses for everything, say that they're doing it. They're really not. They're using self-development and codependency to sort of like try to justify the lack of work, the lack of skill sets, you know, the lack of common sense in some cases, or outright like why they shouldn't have to, you know, behave in a certain manner. Now, when we get into like really severely codependent situations, it's actually considered rude in some communities to have healthy expectations, because people don't actually know what they are. And one of the things that comes out of trauma, one common scenario is what I've talked about, where people get scared of moving ahead because they think it means there's going to be a loss of support. Or whenever they do move ahead, it becomes very threatening in communities that can't deal with a lot of healthy behaviors because they don't tend to run rampant. So even though everybody needs the healthy behaviors, not everybody, sometimes people get scared of them. And if they're scared of them, some people, the more advanced people, and this is like true of like everything, you know, there's going to be things that like the next level up, you can be a little bit scared of, like, what is that going to look like? People who are more advanced, they don't react and they don't act reactive just because they're threatened. You know, it's like, okay, what is this going to look like? You know, and they have faith because they have enough experience where things have turned out well. So even when they're entering a situation that they don't know how it's going to turn out, or even it seems a little bit scary because it's next level up, you know, they'll breathe, they'll do coaching on it, these sorts of things, so that they can handle the move up, because it's actually easier and safer to be the next level up than it is to be in a lower level. But when people are lower level, what happens is, you know, people get scared and then they go into attack. And when you've got a community full of these people, they'll attack each other when somebody tries to get ahead. And there ends up being like a lot of attack, outright abuses, very toxic people. I'm not talking like just a little bit toxic, or people screwed up and they're scared that they're toxic. I'm talking like really, really toxic people that you should like by no means have in your life, toxic, and those sorts of levels. And when you get people who are in those levels, you know, entering self-development and entering spirituality, at those levels, there's usually more emphasis put on you should feel sorry for people than you should have the expectation that they should do their work. At higher levels, of course, more of the expectation is, you know, if you're the one who's not caught up on something to move to a next higher level, then you need to figure it out and you need to figure out a way to keep up. And in some way, and in some times, it's going to be beneficial for you to do so. Sometimes, you know, you can read every last car magazine that ever existed, you know, so that you're the best mechanic, but that's really only beneficial if you are really into cars, you know, if you're a Formula One race driver, if you are, you know, going to be the best mechanic on earth. Those are the types of places where it's really beneficial for you to do that, because then you become at the top of your craft. Whereas for somebody who's not into those sorts of things, but they need to find a good mechanic, it's not going to be, they have to know enough to be able to pick out a good mechanic and to be able to protect themselves against getting ripped off, but it's not going to be of utmost vital importance. So it actually, because it's so not on path, it's not only not going to be beneficial, it's actually going to be like not beneficial for that person to read every last car magazine, even though, you know, it's beneficial for some people to do that. So when we're looking at these levels, at the lower levels, you know, it just becomes this place where, it just becomes at the lower levels where there's more of a, like, you should feel sorry for people and they should never have to get off their butt. And you hear things like, you know, love never means never having to say you're sorry. You know, if they loved you, then, you know, they would love you unconditionally no matter what you did. And people think, well, you know, that means that they should be in a relationship and somebody should love them no matter what they're doing to other people. But that, if it's not used in these places that I'm talking about right now, are not proper healthy usage, what happens is people don't correlate with that with the fact that they're in so much pain and suffering. because the way that you use, you know, having unconditional love at a higher level is very different than you use unconditional love at a lower level. What happens at a lower level when there's a lot of pressure to, like, love people in spite of what they're doing and how dare you, you know, you should accept them just as they are. There kind of tends to be, when you get low enough, there kind of tends to run rampant the sort of idea where you're supposed to let people into your life no matter what they do to you, no matter how detrimental it is, no matter what kind of sabotaging they're doing, you know, all these sorts of things. And you're supposed to, like, sort of, like, allow them in with arms wide open, regardless of what they do. And it becomes impossible to survive that. But when people want these sorts of things, they're more prone to letting them into their life from other people. And when you've got higher level people, you can love people unconditionally, but it doesn't mean that you're going to hang out with them. You might not even be friends with them. Sometimes, you know, you're still keeping an eye out for them. I definitely have people that I'm doing that with and have done that with, but it's not going to be safe to hang out, you know, when they're ready. You know, maybe you point out something or, you know, give them a helping hand for something, but only when they're ready. And, you know, for some people at the lower levels, like, if you give them anything at all, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to try to glom on, and they're going to come with all the abuses. And because at a lower level, things like, you know, and I really want to be clear, overall in life, the amount of people that are going to use, like, the lower level is, it's not going to be widespread. We're talking about, like, when people are more in pain. One of the reasons is, like, people think that the negative is going to get them results. So what will happen is, if people think that the way that they're going to get somebody to stay is to bully them into a relationship, then people don't want to let those things go. They don't want to stop bullying because they think that's what to that's how you get people to help you. And the fact that they're in pain and suffering, at those levels, people will think it's because they're not getting the help, but they don't understand it's because they're too detrimental to help, because as soon as you help them at all, they'll go into attack mode, sabotage mode, because they think that's how you're supposed to make things happen, and they don't let it go, because when people have a belief system about something, and that's, you know, been their experience, that's the only way that they've ever made things happen is through, like, say, the negative belief system, they have a hard time letting it go because they don't know how to use the positives. And it can be scary to use the positives. People get scared of being rejected. And it may not work to do the positives in lower-level communities because you have to really protect yourself from the people that are, you know, around you in a lower level community, because you're very likely to get hurt or somebody's very likely to do something really not smart. So, you know, when we're looking at this, you know, these things that go around, you know, these codependency aspects that go around in self-development. Self-development is called self-development for a reason, because you're supposed to develop the self, and other people need to do that as well. And that's actually how people come out of pain and suffering. But not everybody understands that. And so what will happen is you're seeing right now a lot of emotionally healthy people, or who are at least doing better than some of the other people that they know, who are getting guilt-tripped and bashed and toxified into, you know, doing the stuff that's less healthy for them by people who don't understand that yet. And unfortunately, you know, I'm seeing some people out there who are really, you know, engaged in that. So it's like, well, you know, you have to let people go with love, and, you know, you're the problem if, you know, you don't love them anyways. And it's like, that's kind of like making people responsible for the fact that somebody else hasn't done their work yet. And that's not the case. So, you know, like leaving, you know, situations with love, you can have love in your heart and actually not talk to somebody because they're too toxic to engage with. But maybe they're too abusive, you know, maybe they've got a gun or whatever else. So having love in your heart does not mean engagement. But this idea of like forcing yourself into engagement, that's more of the codependent idea, and it's not really the spirit that it's intended. You know, way back when, you actually weren't supposed to give a lot of this knowledge out to people who didn't understand it or who hadn't hit a certain space yet, because they would do the very thing that we're seeing now, which is misuse it, use it to justify the nonsense, to justify the bullshit. And those things really aren't beneficial, and they're not even beneficial for the people who are doing them or who want them, because that's part of the reason why when those things are happening, those communities, they end up getting these people who are like not fun to deal with, but they don't necessarily realize that the reason they're getting abused or toxified is for the same reason that they're asking for, because they just don't realize that's what somebody else is doing to them. Or maybe somebody's doing an equally low, but it just has a different format that the person doesn't realize yet. So, you know, as we grow ourselves, which again, you know, oh my God, how dare you take care of yourself in the lower levels, you know, people expect you not to be able to do the things that you need to be doing, but somehow magically survive it no matter what they do to you. And then you should have the resources magically to help and give to them freely, even though they're putting a stop to you gaining and accessing those resources, which is, you know, really interesting. But somehow magically you're supposed to be able to make things work, and then give them all your cash, or let them help themselves to your body, or give them a leg up, regardless of how much they wreck everything. you know, those sorts of ideas, when people are in those sorts of spaces, they'll usually expect other people to kind of agree with the way that they're doing it. And it's like, well, it's different when I do it. And it's like, no. And, you know, but people don't correlate with that with the pain and suffering. And the funny thing is, like, for all of this, what really pulls people out of that, and I mean, you can really, you know, for self-development, people can really pull themselves up out of the lowest possible levels. Like, it's absolutely incredibly amazing. and sometimes people have a hard time understanding that if they haven't had enough access to it. But if they haven't had enough access to it, what it means is they just got to move up a few levels. That's it. and this includes, you know, some of the levels we're talking about. And again, there's way worse levels out there than what we're talking about in terms of, like, skill set levels. A low skill set, you know, it's just basically, you know, low on the skill sets that we need to make life turn out well. In essence, some people call it healthy and unhealthy. Some people call it serving and unserving, but it's basically the same thing. It just takes different names, which is basically low on the skill sets that we need to do to live a healthy, responsible, integral life to make things turn out a certain way. And, you know, when people don't have enough access to that, it becomes very hard to sort of like get people to realize how far they can actually go and how far ahead they can actually go and get with all this stuff. But yet when they're saying like, well, other people have an easier life, if other people have an easier life, it's usually because they have the self-development stuff more under their belt. Either they were raised that way in a healthier community and a healthier family. Maybe the parents actually loved them. Maybe they don't have as much baggage through trauma that hasn't been resolved. You know, all these sorts of things. When people are thriving more in life, it's because they have that understanding of how to develop the self and they've taken action on it. And that's pretty much it. You know, people say, well, what about abuse? Because, you know, abuse has, trauma has effect on the brain. Does it? Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why it's important not to judge, but not judging doesn't mean not being discerning. And sometimes people get those things confused. you know, and sometimes people think not judging means you're supposed to let people get away with, you know, being total nightmares. And there's and they think like there's very little self-responsibility that they should have to do. But that's not what not judging means. You know, you can understand, like not judging somebody is you can understand the effects of trauma on the brain. I do very well. But it doesn't mean that you're supposed to let somebody run rampant in your life, you know, very unhealthily. Basically, what does it mean? You know, if somebody's got the brain stuff happening, there are modalities that help people to move through that stuff. There are ways that people can help get different aspects of the brain back online. And so, you know, when we're saying, like, you know, this idea that you should somehow put up with abuse or toxic people, what they're really saying is you should put up with that because otherwise they'd have to go to therapy. And no, it really doesn't work that way. So when people cannot behave in certain ways and some people can't, like we really need to be real about that. And that is one of the side effects of trauma. But can't in some aspects does not mean can't all the time, does not mean can't in that aspect all the time. And it is everybody's responsibility if there's places where they cannot get to a certain level that they need to go for the appropriate help and do the appropriate work so that they can get to those levels. And that is something that everybody has. And when we have that understanding, I mean, oh my God, the amount of stuff that we could do, we could really seriously like heal the world. We could do a lot of amazing things on this planet. I mean, you know, I mean, think about this. If you had lived a life where, you know, your flavors, your healthy serving flavors, your healthy, responsible, integral path was supported, you know, the reason that you're here on this planet, if that had been supported, I mean, think of like how easy it would be to, you know, and if you were surrounded by people who were able to support that, think about like how much better your life would have been. Think of like how much your heart can be open. Think of how much, you know, it would be easier to not do some of the things that we know that people do, say like gossip, say maybe take their stuff out on other people. It would have been really, really easy to do that, or a lot easier to do that, you know, to be able to do the things that we really need to accomplish. And, you know, when we support the healthy behaviors, of course, that's what happens is, you know, we become that person that we need from other people. And every single person on the planet, whether they realize it or not, and when people are really trying to justify their stuff or trying to justify their, you know, lack of skill set, they'll act like it's not a big deal or, you know, they should be okay or you should put up with it or whatever else it is when they haven't done their growth work. but that doesn't really work. And it's one of the reasons why people are in pain and suffering, whereas if we do the work, then we can really get to, you know, wherever it is we need to go. We create answers for other people. We're happier. And you kind of hit this sort of thing, and you already know this, that like life would be easier if people got off their butts and did the healthy serving behaviors. But you start to get it enough and more so that it actually becomes easier to hold boundaries with toxic people and not feel guilty about it because, you know, there's a lot of guilt tripping. And if people haven't, you know, been raised to be clear of it, they'll easily falling for it. The only thing that really gets it is to understand within yourself how well the world works and actually to do the work to get there and understand that. And then that's what helps us to hold the boundaries. And that's what helps give everybody really the things that they need to grow and to make this world a better place. You know, and so it's kind of funny, but the codependency stuff that people are asking for actually puts a stop to all of that, a screeching halt. Whereas the people that are growing and doing their work, they're actually creating that. So, you know, and the more that we create the positives, then of course, the more that people who want to come out of pain and suffering can. So it's really, really amazing that, you know, when people think that they want to stop, these things are actually creating the very thing the very pain and suffering that they want out of. It's the darndest thing. And so solution is always growth, 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 growth. And I mean, that's absolutely incredibly amazing. So, and, you know, and that's what I'm here for. So if you want to make the breakthroughs, you know, you go to my website. It's www.enlightenmentinthecity.com. You write me for a coaching session. And, you know, I mean, things can really, it's amazing what can happen in your life to really make those things work a lot better. And it goes further and further, higher ahead than you could ever believe possible. It's incredibly amazing. So we have, let's see, we're going to do mailbag today. We have Jen's in Texas. And you can normally just go to our website, that's newsforthesoul.com, and you can find our phone number and you can call into the different shows. Today we're going to do the mailbag, though, but definitely check in and see if we're taking calls on different days. So we're going to do Janice in Texas, and she wants to know, do I see her current work increasing her hours or is it time to look elsewhere? So one moment here, Janice in Texas. Well, number one, Janice, sweetheart, you're getting played, girl. You're getting a lot of games. I'm getting a really smarmy sort of slimy energy from a female. And there's a lot of like, well, you know, like kind of like the little game playings and like the promises. But it's, I mean, number one, energetically, I want to kind of throw up a little bit. I'm literally getting nauseated doing this because that sort of slimy energy is very nauseating. So you're getting played, girl. You're getting played. So if you're wanting you're in a situation where it's not really the person that's sort of like, I'm seeing a female sort of like promise you the work hours increasing, that's not really going to be, you know, you can't really trust people who blame games. I really want to be careful. I really want to be clear about that. I know we got game players who listen, you know, and this is one of the side effects, right? You play the games, you know, for people who do that, they know they do it. It breaks trust. It makes it hard to get results, and the good people who are not going to pull crap on you aren't going to put up with the playing games. So, you know, sometimes those lessons are a little like, oh, shucks, I got to give this up, and the games is one of it. And, you know, when you're trying to make things happen, of course, you know, being around people who are playing games as well, it's very hard to get anywhere. So looking elsewhere, I mean, yeah, if you actually want to get ahead, yeah, hanging out with game players, you're not really going to be able to trust them. And things are really hard to make turn out because it's really, you know, like somebody eats a cheeseburger, they're irritated, they play games because people need to relieve the pressure of what's going on inside of them, you know, and things that affect a person, you know, are anything from trauma to the irritants in food. So people eat a lot of processed food. There's a lot of irritants, especially, and, you know, I'm not going to say like, you know, something's organic, it's processed, woohoo, it's the healthiest thing for you, but it's definitely not going to, you can eat like a processed food that's organic that doesn't have a bunch of the chemicals in it, and you're not going to get the same icky feeling that you're going to get off of processed food that's got, you know, some of those chemicals. And some people are like, well, the chemicals aren't that bad. There's only three. Those three little chemicals in there make a difference on how good you feel. And they can make a big difference on like how much somebody's going to be reactive. So, and Jana, sweetie, you're also being called to level up because, you know, basically in order to be able to see and be able to pick a better environment, because you've got an environment where you've got a really strong game player, like really strong. And in order to be able to see through that and be able to clear it, not only not put up with it, but not pick it in the first place, you got to be at a higher level in order to be able to see through that stuff properly. You know, I see that things have been very hard on you, but it's having an effect on your energy, and that energy, you don't need to be an intuitive to be able to pick it up. So your hardship is kind of like, you're kind of wearing it on your face energetically. And what's happening is you are pretty much, I can see it in your face, you're pretty much an easy target for people knowing that they're going to be able to pick on you, which is going to be one of the reasons why you probably find yourself in these situations with people that aren't the best. Or people will be more reactive to it. This can be a side effect of trauma. When the trauma is unresolved, sometimes it gets written on the face. You're not as happy as you could be. You're really being called to level up your potential for happiness. You're being called to ask. They're telling me that it's time for you to go get some help, sweetie pie, on the subject. in order to be able to do that, because there's stuff in there that you're going to need some outside guidance in order to be able to get there. And from what I'm seeing is, you know, you've got that self-awareness in there that's saying, you already know this, you already know that it's time. You know, you're probably a little tired of going through these things over and over again. And unfortunately, when people wear the parts of life that haven't been the easiest on themselves, like I'm seeing with you, people that would otherwise hire you when you've got that stuff resolved, they see the trauma on the face because they don't know how you're going to be acting or reacting within it. They don't know whether you're going to be like you, which is a good person, with a trauma written on it, or if for those hardship bits, or if you're going to be somebody who's going to cause more problems. So the nice thing is, you know, I'm not seeing you be like, you know, a giant shit disturber, which is great. but unfortunately, because of the way that you've got the hardship sort of like written on your face, people may not know the difference, because a lot of people aren't going to be as responsible with you as you are. They're not going to be as self-contained as you are with the hardship parts. and so what happens is, you know, talking to somebody, getting some of that release, people often underestimate like how much of an effect it can have. And you can see people in positions who like they try really, really hard. You know, they're into the self-development, you're writing in here, you know, I can see those sparks of goodness in your energy, you know, and not just tiny little sparks, I can see these levels of goodness in your energy. But what's happening is because you're taking things very hard, and one of the things that can happen is when people have that hardship written on their face, you know, it can seem like maybe you're not going to, it can look like, they don't know if you're going to be as responsible as you are. So you're kind of stuck in that hard place where you're not going to get the credit for being as good of a person as you are because of the way that the hardship is written on your face. And it sounds kind of funny to say that you can get that process. And when that processing happens, you can try the exact same way that you could try, like, you know, as hard as you do now, but you'll get a completely different result. It is really the darndest thing. and I really want to be clear, like this is stuff, you know, when people have gone through some of the stuff that I'm seeing in your energy, it is normal to like have it show up. I really want to be clear about this. This is not just you. This is a normal response to hardship, or to like, you know, having like bouts that aren't quite as happy. These are normal ways that they show up. You're just very expressive with it. and it's really amazing. It's kind of like, you know, if you're going to hire somebody for, you know, who's going to be on their feet all day, you know, the person who has an easy time walking and who can walk at a fast pace is obviously going to be, you know, at first glance, maybe, you know, a little bit easier than, say, somebody who's got a really hard limp and looks like they're in a lot of pain. Now, in your case, you've got somebody who can limp and they'll limp around all day because they're used to it. Not that you're limping. I really want to be clear. You're not at that level. But, you know, if you've got somebody who's limping, for example, but they're used to it, and what's happening inside the body is not as severe as people may think of as the outside, it's not as severe as that with you, but it's kind of like the same thing. People are going to underestimate what you're capable of just because of the way you write it on your face, and it's the darndest thing. And it's not very fair when it happens, but the bright side is that you've actually got, you know, a lot more capability than a lot of people, most people in your situation, with seeing that stuff and how it shows up in the face. You've actually got a higher capability to get that resolved, and you've got a higher capability to make things work out. So for you, thankfully, it's going to be an easier time to do that, and I would really, really suggest doing that. I think you'll have an easier time with a lot of things, not just in terms of getting hours, but in terms of like there's so much potential there of how life can get easier based on the way people respond to you differently. It's really going to be, I would suggest that it looks like there's a really strong possibility, and I have to say possibility because I can't guarantee results because it depends on who you find. you know, how much you're willing, going to be willing to do it, et cetera. But you've got really, really, you know, excellent potential for really making that change. And I really think your life's going to be better. So I would suggest it's going to be very, very highly likely that it's going to be worth putting your money into that. So thank you. And let's see, we've got Dana in the UK here, and she wants to know if I see for her as far as new, what do I see as far as new career opportunities? And she wants to know if she should look into more schooling first. So, yay. Okay, so Dana in the UK, let's see here. Okay, so Dana, you got trust in yourself issues, sweetie pie. So schooling is like, okay, you know, Dana isn't trusting herself. She thinks school is going to be the answer. And for a lot of people, do I believe more schooling? Absolutely. Absolutely, because there's so much knowledge out there. And I think that can really make a huge difference in terms of skill set level, understanding. You know, I think there's a lot of stuff that it could be really, really beneficial for. So I'm all for, like, people growing self. And sometimes, yeah, your knowledge is absolutely going to do that. I know right now it's not necessarily in fashion, but that's why you kind of get a lot of people who don't know what the fuck they're doing. And they're expecting results. And you get the same people who are like saying, you know, you don't need more knowledge. Or in the next breath going, you know, people think that they don't have to do the work and that they should get all the results. And it's like, well, yeah, because you need the knowledge to bring yourself out of that. So I think that's kind of interesting that's sort of like, you know, and I just talked about that at the beginning of the show, where people, you know, say you don't need the very thing you need in order to get ahead. But in your case, Dana, no, schooling is not the answer. So what I'm seeing is you got to be okay with your shine. You really got to be able to do that. Because, yeah, it's for you, the career opportunities really have to do with your shine. Like, here's a good career opportunity, and you're just kind of pulling yourself back from it, and so you're not actually engaging in it, where if you're like going out, you're like, you know, being your fine self, you know, and you're really entering those positions, just allowing your energy to glow, allowing yourself to have the self-confidence. And it sounds weird to say, you know, in this day and age, but it's really, you know, there's a lot of pockets there where it's like we're kind of having to apologize for having healthy serving behaviors, you know, or having confidence in self because you actually know what to do. But it's, you know, and that's a sign of an unhealthy community if you're having to apologize for being emotionally healthy, and that's the wrong community for you. And so what I'm saying is, you know, allowing yourself to show up as like the bright, positive individual that you are. I mean, as soon as we do that, I'm getting like, bang, I'm getting the cash. Like, bang, like, no problem whatsoever. but saying that, Dana, I've got a really hard time sort of getting you there. Like, I can get you there in shots, you know, like little bits. But then it's like, even if you're like equal to the opportunity, you know, it's like you're kind of like sidestepping it a little bit. You're not quite going into it, you know. So for you, it's really about that, allowing yourself to be as fabulous as you are. I know, right? Hard. Like, oh, my God, I have to be my fabulous self. But that's what it is for you, sweetheart. It's just simply like allowing yourself to be as wonderful as you are. And those financial career opportunities, bam, 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 bam. So thank you so much. You know, I love you. I mean, you can't really get any easier than that. Be your potential, you know, because you're already there. You just got to let it show. And that might be, I would suggest that would be something that would be worth coming into coaching for, just because of the blockages that I'm seeing that you're having, because of the way that I'm seeing that it's a little bit more of a dance for you. You don't need to let that hold you up. And sometimes it's just simply understanding, like, okay, you know, if we do this differently, we do this here, this is how the mind works, that you could show up, because you really, I mean, so hardcore, sweetheart, you've got that potential. And I really wish everybody else had it that easy, but you do. So good luck with that. And thank you for writing in. You know, call in sometime, let us know how it goes. Let's see. Oh, we have Shelly in Amsterdam. Our first one from Amsterdam, at least for me. Oh, darn. She wants to know if I have any specific spirit guides. So Shelly, if you go to our website, that's newsforthesoul.com, which you already know that because you wrote in, please look for somebody who deals with the spirit guides. I'm not really a spirit guide person. That's not really my forte. So I'd rather you find somebody who really deals with that. And there's a lot of really wonderful people there. Thank you for trusting me with that. But unfortunately, I'm going to have to tell you to go back to the site and find somebody there. So we have Rochelle in Vancouver, and she wants to know what I see for her for new work this year. One moment here. And she wants to see if any training that she should be doing. So 1 minute here, Rochelle in Vancouver. Okay, hold on here. So I'm getting like this yogic thing, right? Like, oh, here's Rochelle and doing all this yoga stuff. One moment here. One moment. So yeah, like the self-development stuff, the spiritual stuff, very, very, very good for you. like really good. Like there are so many breakthroughs that you could be having by taking that on as a path for yourself in different formats. Like I'm really seeing, I'm getting these sparks of your potential in there, and not just little sparks. Like I'm getting really good solid like sheets of your potential like popping up. And these giant leaps in terms of like your energy and what you're going to be capable of doing and where you're going to go are really jumping up from furthering your training and your self-development stuff, you know, and your spiritual stuff like the yoga, really, really good. So let's see her. Hold on a moment. So yeah, there's a new Peloton in a studio that's like opening up in Vancouver. I'm sure you've seen that. It looks freaking awesome. You know, anything where you're helping like train people and those sorts of things seems to be really, really good for you. One moment here. It seems to be very like physical activity based for you. Yeah, I'm really seeing you with a studio. Really doing like studio work, really helping people, driving the physical, yeah, all those sorts of things, like helping people get in touch with their bodies, yeah, like training as an instructor for anything for helping people do with the body looks really, really good for you. I am seeing like management position. I'm actually seeing you being able to manage more than one studio. I'm actually seeing you be able to do that. Pretty good degree, I have to say. Let's see here. Yeah, they're not saying specifically the training, but like, cause yeah, I'm getting like yoga, I'm getting Peloton, I'm getting like all these sorts of different things. I mean, you really kind of have your choice about like where you want to go. For you, it's more the importance of the physical aspect of it than it seems to be about like what mode you prefer. So you, let's see, hold on, we're going to check for the dabbling aspect here. For you, it's not so much about the dabbling. I'm seeing multiple studios. I wanted to check into the dabbling. You know, some people are meant to do like more than one modality. They're not showing me the modality, but what they are telling me though is that you really kind of have to trust yourself that you're allowed to be happy, because I'm seeing one, and they're not showing me which one, but I'm seeing the one where it's like you find the right one for you and you're really lighting up, like really lighting up. And so sometimes, you know, your attitude can be a little bit lackadaisical, you know, just kind of like, okay, you know, whatever, in terms of doing some of this stuff. But then I see this one, and the way you light up and the way that the light sort of like courses more through your energy, and even just talking about it, I can see the light up in you and the change being created. That is the thing that you really should be following, and allowing yourself to have that bliss through that, allowing yourself to be happy through that. You know, I mean, if you're leading a class and you're just like rating in happiness because it's the happiest thing for you to be doing, this is a time period where, oh, hold on. Okay, no, I'm not allowed to tell you anymore. But yeah, so everything that I've said, unfortunately, that's what I'm going to have to end with. But there's a lot more. Okay, I'm allowed to tell you that. There's a lot more there than you currently realize, like kind of like finding a few, three or four different presents on the bus stop and like, you know, oh my God, you just, you know, you can't wait to get them home and you don't know what's in it, but sweetheart, it's really going to be good. So thank you so much for writing in. Let's see. We got, oh, okay. So we have Hannah in Chicago and she wants to know what I pick up on around her mom. So they aren't allowed to see her. So her contact with her has been very minimal for many months now. Hannah in Chicago. So one moment here, Hannah, one moment. Okay. So your mom's actually doing better now than she was before. You know, I mean, your mom's actually kind of happy, you know, and I'm not going to say that it's like, you know, she's like the happiest she's ever been, but she's actually doing better. You know, sometimes some people haven't been allowed to, you know, wait, hold on here. For some people, this time period's really working for them. I really want to be clear about that. And it sounds kind of funny, you know, when you can't see people, you know, we understand so much about elder support. And I'm really glad that you're, you know, you're doing that with your mom. Not that mom's elder, but or that old. But it's, sorry, I kind of got way, the energy is kind of blinking out, so I got used like really young and mom being quite young. And then now it's like going, blinking a little bit older. So, but yeah, this is like really, yeah, for some people, this is really a time period that it's really working out. So even though like, you know, there are things that obviously, you know, mom might like to have more of, she's actually doing a lot better than you think. So that's really good. Yeah, I think that's really wonderful. And, you know, some, hold on here. Nope, that's it. All I'm allowed to tell you. Okay, so thank you so much for that. And let's see, we've got Dana in New York, and she wants to know, is your relationship going to improve or is she hanging on for the wrong reasons? That is a good question. Excellent, 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 Dana. So one moment here. Dana in New York. One moment here. One moment. Okay. So Dana, I'm seeing that you're having some issues with being engaged, like sort of like more engaged with your partner. But even when I like sort of like take that away, we could do that. And here's Hannah, like, or sorry, not Hannah, Dana really showing up in the relationship and these sorts of things. At best, you're not really liking your partner a whole lot sometimes. You know, at worst, even when I get you like at, you know, like your peak, you're not really having somebody with where, you know, like you two are really going to be fully engaged in life together. And like you showing up more isn't really going to bring your partner out of their shell very much. So while it can get better, it's long term, it just seems like it's going to be a lot of sources of frustration. It's going to be a lot of hard work and not really getting the kind of results that you want. So, you know, as whether it's like, you know, for the wrong reasons, again, a lot of people are being called to level up, you know, and this is like true for everybody. you know, whatever level people are at, they're being called to level up. And you know, it's the same thing here, really. If you want to make those improvements, you know, being able to be in relationship, be comfortable in relationship, show up in relationship will help you with that. Because if you're not sort of like being as present in your relationship as you could be, you're not going to notice when you've got somebody who isn't really present in the relationship either. And when they're not really present in the relationship, not that they're as out of it as I'm seeing that you are. They're more focused on the relationship, but not enough to enough of a degree to really sort of like make things sort of swim. And you don't have a bad partner. I really want to be clear about this. You do not have a bad person. They're just not participating as much as you need to sort of like have the flow to, you know, have things move forward, to be able to create all this stuff. And, you know, even if they were in a relationship with somebody else where they were doing that, they might sort of like go, oh, get really excited and, you know, and go and be sort of like, you know, with that woman. It's not really, it's more like about like, ooh, you know, being excited by, you know, her energy as opposed to being present and actually doing the motions themselves. sometimes people, when they don't know how to make like life work for themselves, they can be, you know, a little bit, I don't want to say non-participatory, because it kind of puts more of like a negative slant on the energy than your partner has. So it's not like that, but it's just, I don't know how to explain it. I don't kind of want to say frozen. Have you ever seen a really nice guy who's just kind of like not showing up as his potential? And he's not bad, he's just not doing things as much as he could. And that's basically what I'm seeing here. And so like when people are doing that, they may enjoy other people's excitement, but enjoying other people's excitement is not the same thing as offering enough of one's own dynamic energy and potential into the relationship. And I'm saying that's a problem for your partner, that there's blockages with doing that more engaged sort of energy of like one's own potential. Your partner's got resistance to that. And as long as there's resistance to that, you can have a perfectly nice person, but they're going to be either kind of boring, or there's just not going to be enough to sort of like make things, that, you know, things can be okay, and they can even be more than okay. They can be a little pleasant, but it's not going to be like great. And you know, it might not even hit good. And that's one of the things, like, you know, if you're ignoring things, because sometimes, you know, people get scared of being present in a relationship. I'm talking about you now. Sometimes people get scared of being present in a relationship. They're scared of getting hurt, so they don't want to pay attention to the things that are going to pull them out of it. Sometimes they get in the habit of ignoring things, so they're not present because they think that's what they're going to need to do to cope with things. You know, all these sorts of reasons people have for not being as present. You know, and coaching can help you with that. He can be good for helping with that, because I'm seeing you've got a little, I'm getting a little more like frustration in there, more little huffy, you know, about having to do that. You've got your own resistance with doing it. But as long as you've got that resistance to doing it, you're going to have a harder time picking out the people who are not doing it. You have to be able to participate in a relationship and to do it to a high degree enough where it stops making sense for you to pick people who are not participating, because that's the situation that you have yourself in. So, I mean, you know, on one hand, you know, good for you, because you didn't pick somebody who's like detrimental, which is good, right? Because sometimes people, when I see that there's resistance, sometimes they overlook too much, and they can sometimes like get in positions where, you know, they're really not getting good people. So you haven't picked somebody bad. I really want to be clear about that. And that's a very good sign. It's just, you're going to have to sort of like up your own levels in order to be able to see that your partner's not really the one for you, not as participatory as you need. Let's see if we get, oh, hold on. If we get you both participatory. See, even if I get your partner like more participating, you're kind of exasperated at the lack of energy, at the sort of like lack of input, and to try to get your partner to much as much potential where things are going to be great. I really want to be clear about this. It is a very long, hard grind, and I'm having a heck of a time trying to get that in. And it's like, okay, you know, like let's put in the rest of this lifetime into it, right? Because I mean, that's decades. You know, we're going to put that in. We're going to pump it up. Let's see what we've got. And I really can't get much leeway. So you're kind of looking at like, you might get a little bit more participation than what you've got. But it's really, and even with help from what I'm seeing currently, you're not really going to get much of a budge in terms of long term. So, you know, unfortunately, it looks like you may want to make a different decision for what you want and need. So thank you so much, everybody. My name is Elho Shatari. You can find me here every single week at 3 p.m. PST, New York and Chicago. That's your rush hour. My name is Elho Shatari. You can go to my website. It's www.enlightenmentinthecity.com. I do coaching. I do readings. And, you know, the first coaching session is free, so you can come check me out. Coaching is really one of the most beneficial things you can do. I know I'm saying it because I'm a coach, but there's a lot more to it than that. I really want to be clear about this because problems stem. Like, why do people have issues? Why do people have blockages? It's just the way that the mind connects. That's, you know, it's really all that it is. But when those things happen, when those blockages happen, it's amazing, you know, when those things are cured or fixed or worked out, how much relief there can be in the body, how much easier it becomes to see through other people, the people that you need to stay away from, or the people that aren't just going to be at the level that you are. I mean, you can have sessions and it can be absolutely incredibly amazing in terms of like how much you can turn your life around, how much advancement you can make. And coaching is one of the best modalities that I've ever seen that can do that. So you can go to my website. That's www.enlightenmentinthecity.com. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Please take care of yourselves. Enjoy yourself. Live your potential. Not just because you deserve it, but because it's actually your job and your responsibility on this plane. Sounds kind of funny, but you're here to live your potential, and I want to help you do that. So thank you so much, everybody. I will talk to you in 1 week. Have a great day. I love you. Take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.